This is Vatican Radio. I'm Tracy McClure. World leaders gathered in Washington, D.C. this week increased funding to fight AIDS, tuberculosis, and malaria over the next 3 years. The Global Fund, a world body committed to the prevention and eradication of these deadly diseases, announced that donors had pledged $12 billion U.S. dollars for the coming 3 years. That's a 30% increase over initial pledges made in 2010. The Global Fund's triennial replenishment conference was held in the U.S. Capitol from December 2nd to 3rd. Leaders from 25 nations, as well as the EU Commission, private foundations, corporations, and faith-based organizations attended the meeting. Though less than the $15 billion commitment that organizers had hoped for, this year's donations will provide diagnosis and treatment to 68% of those who need it around the world. The Global Fund celebrated its 10th anniversary in 2012. Dr. Christoph Benn, Director of External Relations for the Global Fund, says that over the past 11 years, the organization has helped to significantly lower the number of people worldwide who are infected by these three lethal illnesses.
This fight against AIDS, tuberculosis, malaria, you know, is showing amazing results. If we go back a couple of years ago when AIDS was overwhelming many countries in Africa and on other continents, when people had no access to treatment and millions of people were dying, it was a very desperate situation. And with the support of the international community and through the Global Fund, it has been possible to turn that around in a way that many experts would not have expected just a couple of years ago. But now we have in Africa more than 50% of people suffering from AIDS have access now to the highly affected AIDS treatment. And mortality rates have gone down in virtually all African countries. We have spectacular declines in mortality from malaria because, you know, we have been able to provide families with bed nets to protect them from mosquito bites. We have provided them with effective treatment and diagnostics, and the same with tuberculosis. The detection rates have gone up and the success rates in treatment have gone up. So this is quite a spectacular success in international development. And the Global Fund, as the major international funder for the fight against these three diseases, has played a big part in that.
I know that the UNAIDS program has launched a new framework outlining how countries can improve distribution systems for antiretroviral drugs in the treatment of HIV by 2015. Are you cooperating together with the UNAIDS program in that effort?
Very much so. I mean, we are collaborating very closely with UNAIDS, also with the colleagues from WHO. UNAIDS has developed this investment framework for many countries that apply to the Global Fund. WHO has just revised its treatment guidelines so that people now will have access to treatment at an earlier point before their immune system deteriorates. They are the technical experts on these diseases, and they are advising the countries, you know, how to design the programs that we then finance. So that's the division of labor, if you like. They provide the technical support and we provide the financing. And together, we can make sure that millions of people have access to care, prevention, and treatment.
Now, you mentioned a lot of success stories, but where do we need to see greater progress?
We need to see greater progress in the poorest countries and countries with the weakest infrastructure. So we've made really excellent progress. Take countries like Namibia or Rwanda or Zambia, where now 80% of people living with AIDS have access to this treatment, and has been an amazing turnaround. But there are countries like the Democratic Republic of Congo, where, you know, it has not been easy to implement that because it's difficult to reach the people. It's a country with a weak government, with a difficult geography, with difficult distribution systems. So that's where we need to work. Actually, by the way, the DRC is one of the countries where we work very closely with Caritas and with institutions of the Catholic Church that have major presence there and supporting the healthcare systems. And we're working with them to reach the people.
In fact, that was one of my other questions. Many Catholic hospitals and health clinics do operate in Africa and Asia.
Absolutely.
To what extent does the Global Fund engage the support or help, actually, the activities of these health clinics?
We do support these organizations. The Catholic Church in particular, you know, runs many clinics, health centers, and so on, and they are utilized for particularly for the AIDS programs, but also for tuberculosis and malaria. In some countries, they are our primary recipient. That means those are the organizations that receive the money direct from the Global Fund. In other countries, the money goes through the government, but then also the health institutions maintained by the churches will be the subrecipients and will benefit and receive the drugs that are financed by the Global Fund.
The Global Fund is currently on a fundraising drive to replenish its coffers. How successful have you been given the grim economic climate in Europe and elsewhere?
Indeed, every 3 years we have these replenishment conferences. That means donor conferences where all the donors get around the table and announce what they're going to do for the next 3 years. President Hollande of France has announced that he would provide 1.08 billion euro for the Global Fund for the next 3 years. And that is coming in the middle of a difficult budgetary environment. But he made it clear that this was a high priority for France. France is the second largest donor to the Global Fund, the largest being the United States. And also President Obama has announced his support for the Global Fund for next year. So I think what we see is a very high political commitment from many governments in spite of the difficult, you know, domestic situation in terms of economics and finance.
In the past, the Global Fund has lost some donors over complaints that funds dispersed in some countries have landed in the pockets of corrupt officials. What has been done to address that problem and ease those concerns?
First of all, the Global Fund has not lost any donors because of that. In 2011, there were media reports about misuse of money, and that led to three countries to kind of delay their payments in that particular year. But all of them paid at the end of the year because they were satisfied that we took the right steps. We introduced a high-level panel that advised us on the kind of financial mechanisms that are weak in a number of particularly African countries. So we addressed that, and all donors paid their contributions, and no donor has left the Global Fund.
Okay, your hopes for the future. When will we be able to eliminate these diseases from the planet?
We are not talking yet about elimination, but we are talking about control. That's a subtle but important difference. We think now we are at a historic moment where we can finally control these three diseases. That means we can bring them down to a very low level, let's say a level that you would see in the developed world, whether in Italy or in the U.S. or France or somewhere. AIDS and tuberculosis have not been eliminated, also from the most wealthy countries. But you can drive the diseases back to a level where they are not a major public health issue. And that's, I think, what we can achieve all over the world. We have now the technology, the science, and with the finance, we can really help these countries to control and defeat these three diseases. And that would be a major success. And we hope one day it will lead to the elimination of the three diseases.